It's time for Wednesday's Roundup, proudly sponsored by Richland Hospital, keeping you alive long enough to enjoy the rest of your week. Cardinal Glass CG, fixing broken windows before your cat auditions for Cirque du Soleil. Badgerland Flooring, installing floors, kitchens, and bathrooms so your house finally stops looking like a Pinterest fail. Julie Karen State Farm, covering life's curveballs, cow patties, and unexpected lawn gnomes. And Syme Funeral Home, helping plan ahead so your family can argue over who gets that weird lamp instead of the paperwork. Today, we've got more laughs than a goat on roller skates. Plus, just enough information to make you sound smart at the water cooler. Kick back, tune in, and let Wednesday's Roundup, turn your midweek meltdown into a giggle fest.
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in. Rawhide.
Hey. Good morning, Philip.
There he is.
Running late?
Yeah, I know. I saw you running.
That's kind of weird, isn't it?
Boy, you're not too out of breath either. I'm impressed.
Now I'm breathing. I just held it in, yeah. Anyway. I forgot my question of the day for you.
Oh, you know, somebody checked in yesterday and they said, I can't believe you didn't say Marie Osmond.
That's what I thought.
Because the question was, you know, and I said, well, he put me on the spot. And then I'm like, what am I supposed to say? You know, I mean, I don't want June to be angry with me. But yeah, Marie Osmond's been a lifelong, I've admired her. I mean,
celebrity. But is June your celebrity, though?
Well, absolutely.
Well, there you
she
go.
She is. But she has celebrity crushes, too. Hers would be of the Hallmark variety.
Like Chicago Bears.
No. No, Daniel Lissing and Tyler Hines from the Hallmark movies. And isn't that scary that I know their names off the top of my head?
Yes. So, because you're a Hallmark lover, too.
Well, you know, when you're home and they're on all the time.
I have six Hallmark channels.
Six Hallmark channels?
Yes, six of them.
Wow.
I have never watched one of them.
Really? Yeah. How do you only have six of them?
It's on there.
When you're scrolling, I guess. Right.
It's on there.
Okay.
So, anyway, and I don't pay nothing for them.
Really?
Yep. That's all I'm going.
Well, boy, oh boy. He's admitted his guilt on the air here.
Yep. Uh-huh. So, hey, Philip, you might be an Arkansasian if you think a hot tub is a stolen bathroom fixture.
There you go. A hot tub. Yeah, you could. You might be. Yeah. Right. And then you bought it off Prime Mover.
Right, yes, yeah, right. With the three-legged goat.
Yeah, right. my goodness.
Here's your question.
Uh-oh.
All right. If you could eat one fattening food you wanted without getting fat...
Too late.
What? What would that food be?
Wow, that is a really good one. Probably a big old apple pie.
You know what mine would be?
What's that?
Honestly, mine is called tamale pie from my mother.
Tamale pie?
Yes, it's a Hispanic casserole. It is absolutely it is the best thing ever.
Okay.
Tamale pie.
Tamale pie.
Number two, thin crust pepperoni pizza.
Oh, sure.
Bring it in every day.
And the thing is, no limit on the number of pieces.
No.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to eat the whole thing.
Every day.
Eat a whole thing.
Yep.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. But thin crust pepperoni.
Thin
pepper.
Crust. Oh, okay. I'm more of a thick crust kind of
thing. Are you?
Because that cuts down the number of pieces you eat then, too.
Well, if it's
thin crust and you can't tell the difference between the cardboard underneath it and the pizza itself.
I love it.
You know, when it's that thin.
Love
you got to have something crust on there, man. You
got
to throw
pepperoni. If you get real hungry, you can throw some mushrooms on there.
Yes.
Maybe some onions. And
yeah, amen.
So...
I'd put something in it.
Yeah.
It's kind of like I was talking about soup last hour, too. To me, it's not a soup unless it's just a hearty. It's got all kinds of stuff in there,
yes.
Barley, and none of this broth and one noodle
our
stuff.
Pit
splee soup.
I'm supposed to say hippopotamus today.
Hippopotamus. Hippopotamus soup.
From old Kent and Kickapoo.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see. Hippopotamus.
Not bad.
Yeah, hippopotamus. He gave me some.
You worked on it.
Yeah, you two were piling up against me, I heard yesterday.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
So, anyway.
you must be mistaken.
I probably was. Here's your rapid fire questions, buddy.
Oh, boy.
All right. All right. Planner or wing it?
What?
Do you plan things or you just wing it?
Oh, your planner. I'm thinking about, like planting.
Yeah, no. It's June.
Wing it. I'm much better wing it.
Morning chatter or minimal words?
Oh, morning chatter. Okay. Make a living out of it.
I already know this one. Desk messy or organized chaos?
Oh, messy.
It's not chaos?
And I could tell you where everything is.
But that's what I'm saying. So it's organized chaos.
Yeah, if you said, Phil, I need this, I'd be like, there it is.
But that's what I'm saying. So that's organized chaos.
Oh, yeah.
You know exactly where it's at on your desk.
I do. Yeah. So don't try to clean it.
Loud laugh or silent laugh?
Oh, loud laugh.
Okay.
Belly laugh, baby.
Routine or variety?
Routine or variety? I think variety.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, we're good.
Uh-huh.
That's all I got.
Okay. Yeah.
That was your rapid fire session.
I want to give a shout out to another Henry.
Oh, boy.
My little buddy from River Valley.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's, you know.
Did you talk to him last night?
No. He was, so he comes up and he does the spotlights in the window.
Oh, yeah.
When they introduce the players. Yeah. But yesterday, unfortunately, he wasn't feeling well. He had a little bit of a headache and maybe a cold. And so they asked him if he was going to do it. And he said, no, I don't want to go up there and get Phil sick.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
So there you go.
There you go. Yeah.
Looking out for the old guy.
Yeah,
that's good.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. So, hey, he's a good guy.
So some Henrys are good guys.
Some
of
them.
Yep.
We know one that's not.
Well, I'm not going to mention any.
I'm just going to say. I mean, there's a Henry from Riverdale that plays basketball.
Yes, there is. Yeah.
He's a good guy.
Right. I have a nephew named Henry.
So there's three guys.
So, yeah, there you go.
That's three out of four ain't bad.
Yeah, right.
The world's first ever selfie was taken in 1839.
Really?
The fact or Hanko?
Oh, I would say it's Hanko.
No, it's fact.
Is it fact?
Yeah, 1830.
Goes a long ways back. That might even been before the camera was invented. It must have been a selfie for an oil painting.
Sorry, Paris Hilton and Britney Spears. It turns out that you didn't invent the selfie. It was a photograph of Robert Cornelius at the back of a family store in Philadelphia.
But, you know, do you realize how long those took?
Oh, my
goodness. They had to stand in front of the camera
They actually had the birds in there painting that stuff.
Yeah, just about. He had to stand there. That's why everybody looked like they were in pain.
Yes.
Because, how long do we have to stand here until...
I got an itch.
Hurry up.
Oh, look at that. Man.
What do
you
got?
You have that one.
Oh, it's time to renew.
For the month.
Yeah.
The first record of rhinoplasty, or surgically alternating the shape of the size of the nose can be attributed to Gaspar Tagliacozzi, an Italian dentist in 1597.
Wow. I don't know. I think that one sounds a little wacky.
Here, I'll just let you read the fact on that one.
Okay. First recorded rhinoplasty traced to ancient Egypt. No, it's not true.
It's not true. But it's Hanko.
That reminds me of that was a Jerry Seinfeld joke.
Was it?
Many years ago when he talked about, you know, having some sort of cosmetic surgery. And he said, anything called rhinoplasty, you know, you're kind of thinking of a rhinoceros, might not be such a good idea.
No, it's probably not.
Oh, boy.
British Prime Minister Winston Churchill once said, the best argument against democracy is a five-minute conversation with the average voter.
Mm. No,
that's a bunch of Hanko.
I don't think it's true.
Well, we'll bury this one. The quote first appeared in the 1990s, three decades after Churchill's death.
Oh, okay.
So Winston Churchill, that's the man I named my dog after.
There you go. What an honor.
Yeah, for Winnie.
For his memory.
Yeah, for Winnie.
And today is National Dress Up Your Pet Day.
Is it really?
So you're going to put some costumes on the dogs?
Nope.
No.
They're already evil the way they are.
Do they wear sweaters?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they
it depends what time. I mean.
And they wear little dighties too, don't they?
Yep. Yeah. So they're pretty much dressed up all the time.
Are they?
Yeah. Uh-huh. But Clemmie doesn't keep her sweater on.
Oh, okay.
She even had a pink sweater. It says the boss on the back.
Oh.
Yeah, she didn't care.
Okay.
She knows she's the boss.
So you and the dogs run around the house with your sweaters and diapers on then?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing.
A Purdue University research project proved that pigs can understand and use a joystick to operate video game tasks on a computer monitor.
I think that's true.
How do you know
that? I don't know.
It is.
They're supposed to be smart.
It's a pig feet.
Right? Pigs are supposed to be smart. You know, I never saw it raising them, you know, but what do you do? They do have a memory, though.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you had an electric fence. You know,
oh,
like
yeah, they don't go there.
Well, if you have a portable one and then you move it, they remember where that wire was, and they'll squeal even though there's no wire there. So I used to experience that once in a while.
Was that you or the pig?
Well, me too. I used to squeal. Yeah. I guess it's not there anymore.
It is generally believed that most dogs have intelligence equal to that of a 4-year-old human.
Ah, boy.
Hanko?
They're smart.
They are smart.
I don't know if they're that smart. I'm going to say no.
It is. It's a bunch of Hanko. Some experts think that most dogs are as intelligent as a 2-year-old human.
2-year-old.
And easier to housebreak, too.
It's quicker.
Yeah, I'll it's quicker.
Yeah.
I got one more for you, buddy.
All right.
Fossils of 6-million-year-old tiny humanoids were discovered in Antarctica. Humanoids. What is a humanoid?
I've always thought it was a science fiction thing. I don't know. I'd say that's not true.
It's not. It's a bunch of Hanko. Let's make no knowns about it that they were not.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, they were not, Phil.
Right.
So anyway, any plans for today?
No. Probably getting a little rest, maybe. You know,
Do you have chores?
Probably chores to do, and we'll see.
Does she have a honey-do list?
I don't know if she does or not.
A honey never do list?
I haven't been home much to check it, so maybe tonight.
Is it called a honey never do list?
Honey never do. That's probably closer.
I hope you have an awesome day. Everybody be kind.